This is Earth and Sky for Wednesday, November 19th. A listener wrote, "What's that star I'm seeing near the horizon that's flashing different colors, red and blue and green? Can you tell me its name?"
It's nearly always the case that these multicolored stars are low in the sky because it's Earth's atmosphere that causes this effect. In the same way a prism splits light into colors to make a rainbow on your wall, Earth's atmosphere splits starlight. It does this with every star, all the time, but the effect is most pronounced for the brightest stars. And it's best seen when those stars are low in the sky, when you're looking at them through an extra thickness of Earth's atmosphere. The flashing effect is just the twinkling of these stars seen through all that atmosphere.
If you're in the northern hemisphere, you can see the star Capella, low in the northeast in early evening now, and it might flash colors at you. There's an even brighter star that flashes different colors, visible across the planet at this time of year. It's the sky's brightest star, Sirius, seen low in the east or southeast now around midnight from across the globe. And if you don't want to stay up late, look for something else. Tomorrow morning, people around the globe can look high in the east for the planet Jupiter, now brighter than the sky's brightest star, visible in the east above the waning crescent moon.
Special thanks today to Research Corporation, a foundation for the advancement of science. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.